In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today, brothers and sisters, we have the summer Pascha. It is so called the Transfiguration of our Savior. What does this event teach us? It is really one of the most important of all of the occurrences in the Gospels. We must understand it. It is a revelation of who God is, and also a prophecy of things to come for us. But it also hints at what we must do to be able to be in this divine light, this uncreated light that shone forth on Mount Tabor. What was the context of this miracle? Well, it was just before Christ was crucified, not many days before. And it was in answer to a prophecy he made, where he said, "I tell you, there will be some standing here who will not taste of death until they see the kingdom of God come with power." So, the revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ, as fully God, no longer looking just like a man, but shining with the uncreated light of divinity, was an answer to this prophecy to see the kingdom of God come with power. Therefore, this is what the kingdom of God will be like, for us to be in the presence of the uncreated light. Now it is important, very important, to see what happened to the disciples when this uncreated light shone forth. They fell back. They were heavy with sleep. Many times sleep can be a way of dealing with extreme stress and anxiety and fear. They were dumbfounded. Peter started speaking out of his head about creating tabernacles up on top of a mountain where there's no wood. Why did they do this? Because they were not ready to be in the presence of the uncreated light. We will be. This is a prophecy of things to come. But they were not prepared. They would be later. And the Holy Apostle Peter spoke with great love and nostalgia about the event at the end of his life, because he was prepared then. But before the crucifixion and the resurrection and the ascension and the holy sending of the Holy Spirit, before all those things, the apostles were still not ready to be in the presence of divine light. And this is an important point, because the Lord loved his disciples. He certainly forgave them of all their sins. He was a father to them. There was nothing that they could do that he would not forgive. So the problem is not whether or not God forgives us. The problem is with our nature. Our nature needs to be changed. And that is a process that takes time. We will see the Lord as He is in the next life. The shining of the uncreated light will illumine us. But if we are not prepared for this light, then we will be afraid. So, one can say, another way of defining salvation, perhaps number 997 that I've spoken of so far, would be to prepare ourselves to be in the presence of the divine light, the uncreated light of God. To the pure, all things are pure. So, our life is a continual quest for purity and for perfection, so that we can be in the divine light and not be afraid and not be confused, not be dumbfounded, but to be glad. The Transfiguration points to the future, but all of the Gospel, all of the Bible, all of our daily life, all of the teaching of the Church gives us the path to get to that future. Now, there are many important things that occurred during the Lord's transfiguration. He was transfigured and became blinding bright, and with him were Moses and Elias, representatives of the law. Moses, of course, who brought down the law from the mountain. He himself saw the Lord Jesus Christ on the mountain. And the prophets, Elias being one of the preeminent among the prophets. And they were conversing with him concerning his upcoming decease, the upcoming crucifixion and the passion of our Lord. They knew about it because they had spoken about it. And they were in total agreement with him. So our Lord Jesus Christ in every way agrees with and fulfills the law and the prophets. Another thing is that Moses was dead and buried. He was buried before he got into the land of promise. Elias rose in a chariot to heaven and did not die. So the Lord was basically speaking with the living and the dead. To the Lord, all are alive. There are no dead. Our God is the God of the living, not of the dead. This shows our Lord's power over death. Representatives of the living and the dead speaking with him. Also, there was a cloud that came and overshadowed them. That cloud represents and is the Holy Spirit. Many times the Holy Spirit is represented by a cloud in the Scriptures. And of course, a voice came down from heaven, which is, of course, that of the Father. Therefore, we have a theophany on Transfiguration of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, just like during the baptism of our Lord. But the most important thing to understand about the Transfiguration is that we will be in the presence of the divine light. We must prepare for it. The Scriptures speak in a sort of dark way, but they are elucidated, especially by our services, that speak that the Lord will transfigure human nature. And this transfiguration of himself in the presence of three of his most trusted disciples is part of that transfiguration of human nature, part of that preparation of human nature to be able to be in the presence of the uncreated light eternally. Because this is what the Lord did. There is a lot of very poor theology about what our Lord did among people who believe in Christ. What our Lord did was become man so that he would change human nature. So that if we would accept him and struggle to be like him, we would become perfected. Without the Lord changing human nature, we would not be able to be in the presence of God, regardless of how forgiven we are. Because the Lord did not come to forgive sins only. He came so that we could become purified, and so that we could be in the presence of God, who is an all-consuming fire. This idea that salvation is the forgiveness of sins is a recent idea and is extremely wrong. Oh, it's a portion of the truth, of course. All good lies have a portion of the truth. Salvation is reaching for perfection and achieving it. Salvation is the changing of human nature. This is an intoxicating thought. I know, since you are all human beings, that you share with me that sometimes you have thoughts that are dark inside you. Sometimes there is a black inside you. Sometimes there might be jealousy or anger or listlessness or depression. Many times these sins, and they are sins, are unfocused. They're not about a particular thing. They are just who we are. They're just our condition. The Lord came so that this human condition could be changed and transfigured. And instead of being dark, being completely light. The transfiguration is part of that process. And it is also a prediction of the end of that process. So brothers and sisters, understand what the Lord did for you. And struggle to become what He has predestined you to be. To be pure and to be able to be in the presence of Him without any shame. But to be bathed by divine light, uncreated light, eternally. May God help us to achieve this. Amen.